Good morning. We continue here the Shabbos, the Klal Chavav, Chav Zayin. We're looking at the end of the Klal, Simon Yud Aleph. I do want to give an apology. The last few weeks have been a little bit overwhelming, Baruch Hashem. And so we took a little bit of a hiatus. And the Baruch Hashem would like to get back to producing shiurim regularly, etc. So I apologize to those of you who relied upon that. So let's look over here. So he introduces an interesting question over here. The Chazal do not want us to use items in situations which may come to a Kesher Shel Kiyama. So even if the person doesn't do a Kesher Shel Kiyama, we also mean Rabbanan because of the concern. So one of the examples is of a person, the example which the Chayyim is going to talk about, but we'll talk about maybe some more modern-day examples. A person had a well, and you have a bucket in the well, and the rope which is attached to the bucket basically stays there permanently. So now the knot gets detached or the rope tears, and he needs to put a new rope in on Shabbos to be able to put the bucket down. And so, say the best idea would be he should make a knot, which is not a Maisa Uman, plan to take it out within 24 hours after Shabbos. And so that Midrash, though, that would be sufficient. Because as I said, we're concerned that the person might, once he's tying a knot for the purpose of the bucket, which he normally leaves there permanently, he might, by mistake, do that. He might decide to leave it there without really thinking, and that he's already said the Raisa. So Chazal said you cannot use regular materials, regular ropes in that situation because we're concerned that a person will make that mistake. What a person can do is a person can put something there which is different than a regular rope, and it's the type of thing a person would never leave it there permanently. A person uses his belt. A belt is made of a different material. It's not for that purpose, and you want your belt. You need a belt to hold up your pants. So the fact that it has, A, it's not a regular rope, it's something different, and B, you would not, it's the type of thing you would not normally leave there, so then the gzera doesn't apply. It's going to be mutter to use that to tie that to the bucket. So the Chayyim says the following, L'tzarech yesh l'hatu im nifsik hachebo min adali. You have the bucket which you use to draw water from the well, and the rope, it tore. So what can he do? He can attach to the dali a chagura. Chagura is a belt or something of that sort. The type of thing which a person would not leave there. It's not the type of thing a person would leave there. But even with that, he shouldn't do a kesher, which is a ma'aseh uman, because even if it's not a kesher shel kiyama, if it's a kesher, which is a ma'aseh uman, according to the Rambam, it's going to be aser. And to avoid being over this, according to the Rambam, you have to make sure that it's not a ma'aseh uman, how he attaches it. It has to be a ma'aseh hedyon, how he attaches it. Now the Mora says that even if it's something which is called a chevel, which is referred to as a rope, even if it's a type of rope which is a more fancy rope, but that's what it's known as, people will be machlef chevel b'chevel. They'll be confused one type of chevel with another type of chevel. But something which is known as a chagura, known as a belt, it's not known as a rope, so people will not confuse that and understand that the fact that he's using that means he's not using a regular rope, and you can't use a regular rope. So this is the gezerah that Chazal put in place. That putting something in a place where a person will tend to leave it there forever. Even if you plan to remove it, and you're not already set the rice, because I'm afraid you might be mistaken, forget and do it in a way which is permanent. So let's say a woman has a bow. She has bows on her dress, which are made to stay. They're not made to open and close. To get put them on and off, they're decorative, and basically they're supposed to stay. So the bow is tied with something which is a form of a knot which holds it in place, a real knot. Even we call it a bow, but it's not a slip knot; it's a real knot. And they came undone on Shabbos. She says, "No problem. I'll tie it together, and plan to remove it within 24 hours. It's the type of thing which people normally leave there forever. So this concern of Chazal that a person will forget and leave it there permanently is a real concern. So in that situation, a person would not be allowed to do that to correct the knot, the bow, which has become undone in a place where it tends to remain there permanently. We'll talk about this more. Meanwhile, have a good day.